brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Bill Christensen, high-level section chief of the CIA, talking about inside job. Just got back from Palestine, breaking down what's happening there. It's all coming up. Just want to add that the board of directors of Fox News, News Corporation, has Viet Dinh, the scumbag that wrote the Patriot Act, on its board. It's a government op. Let's go back to ManCal, the big Saturday program. We're out of the gates. First, before the program starts, he has a little special where he promoted on the previous show that we're a bunch of liars who live in a shack. Then he never backs it up with any info. Then he claims we're all just trying to make money when we give the videos out for free and tell you to make copies. And when he works for the News Corp group, putting out the O.J. Simpson book about how he did it, this is making money off murders. What do they do on 9/11? Make money off murders there. And then they accuse us of that, but the firefighter wasn't biting. Let's continue.
I report for InfoWars.com, Alex Jones' website, and Prison Planet. But I'm mainly the producer of that show, which means I book the guests. So I talk to these military people. I talk to these professors. I talk to these underwriter laboratories and civil engineers. And it's across the board. I mean, I'm not sure if you're aware, but CBS and the New York Times did a poll this month. 53% of respondents say that the Bush administration is hiding something. 28% say they're lying. I mean, you're over 80% now. This is not a fringe thing. A third of the people in a Scripps Howard News Service said, a third of the people said the government did it. Okay, this is not just a fringe conspiracy theory anymore. It's a conspiracy fact. And we can prove it to you. Go to the science. It's not. Don't take my word for it. Google WTC7. Understand what that's about. Understand what false flag terrorism is about. How we orchestrate wars. We've been doing it for a long time. Not just us. Not saying the U.S. government. It's the oldest trick in the book.
Can I ask you, but then why isn't it out in the forum today with the 06 elections and all these other things? If, you know, is it an anti-President Bush thing? Is it an anti-United States thing? Why isn't it front page or front and center on every major news program?
I'm as pro-United States as I can be, but I don't swear an allegiance to a person. I swear my allegiance to the founding documents, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, which have been eviscerated now. And the military.
But why isn't it out front right now?
Well, I don't
hear.
We're talking about mainstream media.
I don't hear about
the people that are just totally wrapped up in what Jen and Brad are doing constantly. It's not news. They control. The television's called programming for a reason. They want you to know what they want
but
you to
President
know.
But if President Bush was behind it or knew about it, if Vice President Cheney knew about it and was told to stand
the
down,
Democrats should
don't
be
you think the mainstream
them?
Media would tell, would expose that, for, you know, as, you know, with all this proof
NBC that owns General Electric, that makes the engines, that
but
makes the
But they have
the
not
guns.
Been in the president's, this administration's corner for a long time. I've never said it's always the other way around. It's always, you know, the...
The media attacks this president for everything. Yeah. If he orchestrated 9/11...
I don't see where you're getting that. There's a paradigm shift. They are attacking him now, but they weren't forever. He was getting carte blanche. He could do whatever he wanted, and no one could question the leader.
They can't keep, this government can't keep anything secret.
They kept the Manhattan Project secret.
But they kept
thousands and thousands of people.
Let's talk about 9/11. They kept 9/11 secret. How many people were involved?
It's not a secret.
How many people?
It doesn't
conspiracy.
Have to be very many. It just needs to be moles placed into the top. We had people in CENTCOM. The colonels in Central Command were
fighting.
Is Hillary
Clinton involved? Is Hillary involved?
I doubt it.
No.
But listen, the Democrats aren't going to wreck the game. You know, mobsters may shoot each other under the card table every once in a while, but if someone threatens that game,
so Hillary Clinton, you know, the Democrats and Bush and all the Republicans, they all got together to make 9/11 because it's big business. Big
intelligence
money.
Agencies got together and worked together. They always have worked together. They don't work for their governments. They work for the banking interests.
What if
That's
you're what wrong?
I'm not wrong.
What if you're wrong?
What if I'm wrong? We're just going to continue to go down this path. We're going to start a war with anybody that has resources that won't come into a global banking system.
You said to me off camera, you love Thomas Jefferson, Abe Lincoln, this great country. If our government could do this, it makes all of this work.
Elements within our government.
Yeah, elements. Rogue elements like the president.
Look what they do to the Congress right now. They want to pass a law. They say there's a terrorist threat. They show up in Congress and point machine guns in the congressman's face and say, get out.
Pause it right there. I've been writing notes about all this. And when we start the third hour, after we talk to Bill Christensen, we'll play the whole thing and I'll analyze it piece by piece. Key news on 9/11 inside job. Key information from the front lines in Palestine. A lot more. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com on the websites.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, a global crime syndicate, the IMF, the World Bank, and the private interests have seized control of both parties. They have turned the United States into an engine of global empire and hegemon. Neo-mercantilism is being practiced against the people. The U.S. is going into receivership. Our roads, our ports are being seized, as Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz told you just 3 weeks ago here on air. A total surveillance grid is going into place. The Pentagon told MIT Magazine last year that it is a surveillance grid to, quote, control the people. NORTHCOM has now announced it's in domestic control of the U.S. Bush has abolished the governors. Bush has, during a crisis, he has abolished Posse Comitatus. Senator Dodd, I got to give credit where it's due. Nancy Pelosi and others are engaging in traitorous collusion, saying they're going to circle the wagons and, quote, cooperate and not repeal anything. Senator Dodd, we'll see if he's sincere, is now introducing legislation. He's written it. He promises to introduce it in the next session in the new Congress when he's going to be a committee chairman. And we've got the bill here. He's now released the rough draft of it. It will reinstate, this is great news, it will reinstate habeas corpus that was won in 1215 at Runnymede and then cemented in 1419 to great sacrifice in Britain. That's where really all these ideas came from. He will not allow U.S. citizens to be secretly arrested or secretly tortured. So we'll be talking more about that in the third hour. So that's some good news for you. Really, Senator Dodd is to be commended. We'll see if he's just, this is smoke and mirrors, but it doesn't look like it is. But right now, for the next 50 minutes, we're joined by Bill Christensen and his wife, Kathy Christensen, waiting in the wings. They just got back from Palestine. Up on InfoWars.com, we have some of the amazing photos posted that they took that looked like something out of a science fiction horror film, where they come up to these high-tech control gates where landowners have to go through each day to get to their own farms. Of course, the mass carnage is incredible. Homes, businesses filled with children, schools being indiscriminately blown up. It's very Nazi-like what's happening. He's going to be talking with us with his wife, who's also very brave and would go there. I'm not getting anywhere near it, folks. They'll just run over you with a bulldozer and don't even get in trouble. I'm talking about American citizens. The Israelis will. And if you're for justice, you're against injustice, whatever form it takes, folks. I'm not against Israel itself. I'm against what they've turned into and how they behave. But first, I wanted to talk to Bill Christensen, a senior official at the CIA, retired. He served as a national intelligence officer and as director of the CIA's Office of Regional and Political Analysis. They spent October 2006 in Palestine and on a speaking tour of Ireland, sponsored by the Ireland-Palestine Solidarity Campaign. And Bill Christensen and his wife, I salute both of you for your humanity and your courage. Thank you for coming on with us.
Hey, listen, we thank you for giving us this opportunity.
Thank you.
And I seriously mean that.
Well, thank you for coming on. I appreciate you going there and reporting for us. Before we get into Palestine, I want to spend the lion's share of the time on that. Recap for those that just joined us. I had you on a few months ago, first time you really went public. I mean, you'd written a few articles saying you didn't want to believe 9/11 was an inside job, but you looked at it, and that all the evidence, what fits, points towards total inside job was the quote. You've had time now, I guess, to do more study. Break down that metamorphosis and 9/11 and give us your take on where things are going.
Well, what's happening now, it seems to me, is that increasingly people around the world, and I even saw a good deal of this in Ireland on the speaking tour we were just on, increasingly around the world, more and more people are coming to accept the possibility or the probability that some elements of the U.S. government were involved either in making the events of 9/11 happen or in encouraging those events to be bigger and more powerful and more alarming and more fear-creating to Americans than used to be the case. So it seems to me that whereas I'm a real latecomer to this, there are a lot of other latecomers also, and we're in a situation where we've just got to do everything we possibly can to get a massive new investigation, and an investigation not run by the United States government into what actually happened on 9/11, and that's very important that we not let this one slide by the board.
I agree. The Miami Herald and the Associated Press reported last week on the parliamentary announcement by the leader of the parliament and President Hugo Chavez that they believe it's a total inside job. They laid out why and went public saying they're going to have a huge public investigation. Is that positive?
Oh, listen, that is really positive, and the more things like that can happen in this world, the better off we're all going to be. We have a government in the United States today that has gotten this country into serious trouble, it seems to me. And we're not going to get out of it just by cover-ups or coming up with some sort of a scapegoat who, like, for example, Rumsfeld, who gets removed and is obviously out there to take the blame and take the heat off to some extent.
He's a shield.
He's a shield, and he's there to take the heat off Bush and Cheney. And these are the two guys. What is necessary, in my opinion, is immediate impeachment of both Bush and Cheney.
Are you worried about his psychology? I just got two new video clips in the last week where he's stumbling off the helicopter, obviously drunk, stumbling around at press conferences, obviously drunk, or on some type of depressant. Are you worried about his psychology?
Look, I don't know enough about psychology, really, to have a good opinion on that. What I'm worried about, really, is him going to war or encouraging Israel to go to war against Iran. And in other words, the whole concept would be create another war, That'll get us out of all the troubles of the previous wars.
Exactly. That I mean, the oldest trick in the book is when you're in trouble, blow it up. I mean, increase the size of the Ponzi scheme.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I worry about him even if he is a sober person. He is just pursuing really terribly bad policies. As a matter of fact, you know, Bush loves to use the word evil. Well, I'll use the word evil. He and Cheney are pursuing evil policies today. And we Americans are going to pay for this in the decades to come, I'm sure of it.
Well, I'm going to talk about that and get your analysis, because that's what you did for decades at the Central Intelligence Agency at the highest levels. Your analysis helped steer this country, I guess, back in better days. But I did want to get a little bit into the Pentagon study group. I mean, these are the guys that were pulling the strings on the neocons all along, kind of letting them be their shills. And now they have recommended, quote, beef up the troops, create, quote, the 118 different divisions or groups of the Iraqis over there with their own military. Well, that's the same plan Bush has been saying for 2.5 years.
Look, this is the group under James Baker, right? That's the group you're talking about.
Yes.
And they were appointed by Bush in order to give him some sort of an out. I don't think you can expect this group to come up with things that will do more than be protective of Bush and Cheney. I wish I could say something differently.
Now, the CIA's own analysis and the British intelligence own analysis, as you know, it's been all over the press for 2 years, has been saying the troops being there makes it worse, makes there be more conflict and more sectarian violence. So why are they keeping the troops there?
Well, you know, the minute they pull out the troops, that becomes a defeat for the Bush administration. As well, it should be a defeat for that administration. So naturally, they don't want to do that, and they will do everything in their power to avoid having to do that. I don't care what all the talk around Washington is about how they're being a little more moderate and want to talk directly to Iranians or to Syrians. These guys who are running the U.S. government today do not want to be identified with a major defeat. And
so they're just
where they're headed.
So they're just cynically claiming there's a debate to kind of put into this whole false collegiate bucket and then just keep it going for a few more years like they've been doing already.
You know, I have to confess, I don't have any real inside information about what's going on inside that committee, but I'm giving you my belief, and that is my belief.
Well, I mean, your belief is accurate because that's what they said they're going to
do.
I mean, McCain and everybody's saying more troops, and the Democrats are saying, okay, we'll do whatever the independent Pentagon study group says with James Baker, and James Baker said we are going to stay there.
Listen, don't count on the Democrats to help you very much. There are a few good Democrats who want to see major changes in U.S. foreign policies, but most of them do not, and most of them are literally bought and paid for by the same people who have bought and paid for the Republicans.
Well, the Pentagon's been telling us the last 3 years that we're going to be there decades, and I guess they'll probably keep that promise. You think we'll be there in 10 years?
No, I do not think. I do not think that it'll last that long, because what is happening is so wrong, I personally can't believe the present policies are going to last.
You know, I did the math and went and looked at the conservative numbers, not just Lancet in the last 3.5 years, but the other numbers, 2.15 million dead Iraqis in the last 15 and a half years. I mean, how many millions more have to die?
That's exactly the question that we all ought to be asking. And somehow, people like you and me, you and us, have to persuade an awful lot of people who live in the United States of America to stop being apathetic about this and to get a hold of themselves and start urging, calling for day after day, big changes in U.S. foreign policy.
I agree. Let's talk about Palestine. You just returned from there. When we get back, stay with us.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations Charter outlines a path to world tyranny? Did you know that the United Nations is building its own army to enforce its will upon the world? Did you know that they've empowered themselves to cross sovereign nations' borders without consent with their armies? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. All right, let's bring up Kathy Christensen and her husband, Bill Christensen. Bill, of course, was a senior official of the CIA. He served as a national intelligence officer and as director of the CIA's Office of Regional and Political Analysis. You've been over there several times before. Tell us about how you got involved in all of this and what you witnessed in the month of October in Palestine.
Yeah, let me start for just 1 minute to make sort of a transition from what we had been talking about. I want to emphasize, in addition to impeaching Bush and Cheney, which we were just talking about, there have got to be big U.S. policy changes to the entire Middle East, and these changes are beyond just changing our Iraq involvement. All U.S. warfare, terrorism, and torture has got to end, and so does U.S. support of Israeli warfare, terrorism, and torture against the Palestinians. Kathy and I have visited Palestine 5 times since 2003, and as we mentioned most recently last month, and I have to emphasize, U.S. and Israeli policies toward the Palestinians are simply immoral. Israel carries out this immorality, the U.S. pays for it, and Europeans, unfortunately, condone it. That has got to stop if we ever want to see a reasonable peace in the area.
And let's be clear, Israel pioneered legalizing torture. Even the Nazis did it, but they were smart enough to keep it secret. They had some shame. Israel legalized torture and has lobbied for it to be legalized here, which Bush has essentially done. So now two countries torture publicly, the U.S. and Israel.
This is one of the tough things this government of ours and all American citizens have to deal with. The very special close relationship between the United States and Israel is one of the major factors behind a lot of what's wrong with the world today. I'm sorry to say that.
And unfortunately, in that region, the United States follows Israel. As you said, Israel pioneered legalizing torture and pioneered a lot of other tactics and strategies that the United States has adopted.
But let's get down to the nitty-gritty, eyes on the ground. What have you seen in your 5 trips in the last 3 years?
Kathy, you go ahead.
Well, I think we have seen the situation get worse and worse. Last year we were there in 2005 in September, this year in October, and in those 13 months, the degree of despair is much greater. It's almost palpable among Palestinians. Last year and in preceding years, you could get some feeling of hope among the Palestinians that this couldn't go on, that it couldn't get any worse. But this year, it has obviously gotten worse, and we never have seen a whole lot of optimism. But Palestinians used to talk about having hope, at least for the long term.
There have been some big slaughters in Gaza.
Oh.
And in the West Bank just in the last few months. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah. Well, we didn't get to Gaza, but the situation there is almost unspeakable. There's a very good Israeli correspondent for the Israeli newspaper Haaretz, a man named Gideon Levy, and just yesterday he wrote an article about Gaza where the Israelis have had Gaza under constant siege since the end of June, and of course they've had it under occupation for the last 40 years.
And the videos are on the web where they just mow down whole groups of peaceful women, they blow kids, they shoot little kids, and then they pose with the dead bodies. I mean, this is a celebration of evil.
I know. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It really is evil, and it is unspeakable, as I said. And Levy.
But it's done in a celebratory way.
Almost. The Israelis did apologize for this shelling, which was not just one shell, but a dozen at least, on a housing complex in Gaza town of Beit Hanun, just about a week ago, in which 19 people were killed while they're sleeping in their beds, and most of them are children. I think 18 or maybe all 19 of the 19 are members of the same extended family. I mean, people have lost mothers and sisters and brothers and fathers and so on, all in the same family, and it is just horrific. The Israelis did apologize for that, saying it was a firing error. Well, it was obviously a multiple firing error.
Well, stay there. We got a break. Long segment coming up. Kathy Christensen and Bill Christensen, plenty of time to go over all this. But, I mean, there's so many other cases where they're strafing at German boats and dive-bombing the French in Lebanon. I mean, there's just this wild, aggressive militarism. Why? What's causing the Israelis to do this?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
By the way, Israel's domestic Mossad arm, the ADL, which is admittedly Mossad, openly has been brainwashing our police for 20 years, and now they're officially, with new hate crimes legislation, going to be taking over the training of the police departments with the feds officially, if they're able to pass this. And it says land rights activists are terrorists, constitutionalists are terrorists, we have all the training manuals. And as distasteful as Nazis are, I can't stand them, still, they'll use them as poster boys to take our free speech and then take everybody's. And so we've got to defeat that legislation the Democrats are swearing to pass. And it is scary. I want you to understand the United States is going to adopt the Israeli tactics against its own people. And this is really, and all the big law enforcement magazines say they want to adopt it. So, very, very scary. And Israel is the most police state, you know, classical police state, physical police state in the world. North Korea is the most vicious and you know, truly evil. But, and of course, we have a guy who, you know, would analyze countries all over the world, Bill Christensen. Would you say that Israel is the most apartheid or the most oppressive physical police state, or is that inaccurate, sir?
You know, I think it's probably right if you're talking about exactly today, but the United States is headed in precisely the same direction And I would like to repeat, this combined U.S.-Israeli special relationship is one of the things that makes it much more difficult for people like us here in the United States to bring pressure to bear on our own politicians to start to change some of these U.S. policies.
Well, Israeli lobbyists don't have to register with the State Department as a foreign lobbyist. I mean, it's fine for foreign governments to lobby, but they all have to register themselves. Israel doesn't have to. And by the way, folks, I have a stack of mainstream articles I've been sent by listeners from New Jersey, California, you know, Texas, where it says Israeli troops, Israeli police train U.S. police. And now LL's going to gonna train our airports. I mean, folks, this is, I mean, Bill Christensen, do you think it's going to get really obvious and maybe we'll have a government made up of British, Israeli, and Chinese officials, but maybe we'll just be totally foreign run and every town will have an Israeli over it or a Brit over it? Or I mean, is that where it's going to end up?
I don't know. As long as our present U.S. policies continue, we're going to have a more authoritarian government and a government which is interested in building colonies in many parts of the world.
And they're going to build a colony here too, though.
We want global. I don't know about that.
What I'm saying is the mean things, the empire, the abusive things it's doing overseas. It's using a lot of the same tactics here.
Oh, precisely.
Okay.
I think you're absolutely right on that. But there's one good sign that I want to get in before we get
sure.
off the subject. This has to do with the part of the recent trip that we took while we were in Ireland. It was a very great pleasure for Kathy and me to talk to a whole lot of Irish people who supported us vastly more than practically any place we have been in the United States.
Who understand far better what the Palestinian situation is, the Palestinian-Israeli situation, and have a great deal of sympathy for the Palestinians because the Irish relate, both North and South, relate their own situation, experience with British occupation, to what's going on with the Palestinians.
And how were the British able to occupy? I've had high-level spies and bomb makers on who are in the British news right now saying the IRA was run by British intelligence, and over 70% of the bombings were purely carried out by British intelligence as a pretext to militarize the North and turn the UK into a police state system-wide. Now, getting back to Palestine, I know you guys have got a lot of stories to tell, things you want to relate, what life's really like there. I don't think the average American can't even find Palestine on a map, much less Israel. But for those tuning in, we have a more informed audience than the general public. Break down key points you want to make about your five trips to Palestine and what it's really like over there.
It's hard to sum up in a sentence. What we found this time, one of the most salient features of the occupation is the checkpoints that the Israelis have had going for years, since well before the Intifada began, this current Intifada began in 2000, which these checkpoints restrict Palestinian movement inside the West Bank and inside Gaza. Actually, the checkpoints don't exist inside Gaza anymore because it's just an open-air prison. But the checkpoints restrict Palestinian movement, for instance, the movement of Palestinians from one city to the other, from perhaps a village that's outside a big city into the city so that the people have difficulty getting to work and so on. The checkpoints are set up largely to protect the Israeli settlements or colonies that are dotted all over the West Bank. That are obviously inhabited only by Israelis. Palestinians can't live there. These settlements are connected by high-speed, limited-access highways that are also accessible only to Israelis. All of this, both settlements, colonies, which is actually a better term for the settlements, and roads are built on land confiscated from the Palestinians. And the checkpoints that I started off talking about are meant to limit Palestinian movement the movement of people and goods.
It's a control grid.
It's a control grid, exactly. A very good Israeli who works quite strenuously for the Palestinians, a man named Jeff Halper, who runs an organization called the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions, calls it a matrix of control. And his,
oh, good term.
Yeah, it's really an excellent term, and it captures the extent of Israeli control through the settlements, through the checkpoints, through the roads that are accessible only to Israelis that have ended up squeezing the Palestinians into small enclaves throughout the West Bank. Most of the Israeli settlements, major settlement blocks, or on the western side.
And the last three Israeli prime ministers have openly said it's about forcing them out and making life hell. Now, I want to go back and ask both of you a question right now. And you've been over there five times. I've never been there, but I do study it, and I've talked to other analysts and people who've witnessed it on both sides. If you've got different polls, and I'm asking if these are accurate, 55 to 65, depending on the poll, but it's in that range, of Israelis are against the occupation. They don't like what's happening to the Arabs. They know it takes two to tango. They know what's happening is wrong. How, then, does the parliament maintain the hard line, and how does this continue because so many people want to say, oh, Israel's just evil. No. I mean, it's like saying Americans are for the war. 70%+ are against being in Iraq, but it just continues. I mean, so I'm asking you, how does it just continue?
You know, the Israelis, just as the Americans do, as the Bush administration does in this country, the Israelis generate fear in the Israelis. The Israeli leadership generates fear in the Israeli people. You know, there was a rash for several years of suicide bombings, and the Israelis had genuine reason to fear for their security. But the Israeli government has, and this is prime minister after prime minister, on the left and on the right and in the center and so on, have for years, actually for decades, made a specific practice of generating fear for their security in the average Israeli. You know, fear that there's going to be another Holocaust, that the Arabs want to destroy them, that the Palestinians, all Palestinians, and right now specifically Hamas, want to destroy Israel, none of which is true, none of which has ever been true.
Well, yeah, the BBC last year did a huge scientific poll. I forget the exact numbers. It was hundreds of thousands were polled, and only 6%, and this was all over the region, said they want to push Israel into the ocean and kill all the Jews.
Yeah.
But the media only focuses on that 6%, or I'll ask both the Christensens, is that an accurate number, or do higher numbers want to kill all the Jews?
I think if it's 6%, that's a high figure. I don't think it's any higher than that. I think among Palestinians, you know, that first of all, they know that Israel is so powerful that they could never possibly destroy it.
They're 400 also, to 600 nukes.
Yeah, exactly. And they also are decent human beings who don't want to throw Jews into the sea. They might.
Well, they also think Muhammad's their patriarch, and of course we all know that story. But this is what I'm trying to understand. Before 1947, the Jews and the Israelis, exactly, that whole crowd got along with the Arabs. You had a few pockets where Jews got persecuted, but, you know, that was normally done by, you know, small fanatical groups. But there were Jewish groups all over the Middle East, too, Jewish communities. Now all that's gone. What happened from 47 through now?
From 47 through now, the Zionists and Israel, Zionists who were trying to create a Jewish majority state before it was established in 1948, and since then, the Israelis have been trying to destroy the Palestinians as a nation, and that has obviously aroused the resentment, deep resentment, not only of the Palestinians themselves, but of Arabs throughout the Arab world who consider that an evil thing to do,
and of course now the Israeli maps from the 80s are public, showing the entire Middle East controlled by Israel. That's what really gets them hopping mad. But of course, the military-industrial complex in Israel, the fifth largest complex in the world, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, they make their own tanks, jets, helicopters, weapons of every configuration. They want continual strife and conflict. That keeps control of the Jews domestically to serve the Zionists, and it allows them to continue to have a conflict for continued weapon sales. Is that accurate?
Alex, this is Bill. I'm glad you mentioned that last point about the Israeli military-industrial complex, because I want to add right in here, the U.S. government basically is controlled by our military-industrial complex. The Israeli government is basically controlled by a very small number of very wealthy families who control Israel's military-industrial complex. And the two groups, U.S. and Israeli military-industrial complex leaders, are really very closely tied together, especially in this globalized economy today, where you have interchanging directorates, where you have lots of joint committees for almost any topic you want to name. This, we know, Kathy and I know, many Jewish Americans who oppose what is going on in the occupation. We know many Israelis who oppose what is going on in the occupation. But the fact is, those people do not control the policies of what is happening in the Middle East and in Palestine, any more than ordinary Americans control their own destinies in U.S. politics.
Well, that's the point I'm always trying to make, is that it's not two-dimensional. Everything in politics, as you know, is really three-dimensional and very complex.
Absolutely.
So it isn't just either you're for Israel, you're against it, or you're for the Arabs, you're against them. We have to look at this larger global financial system. And we see the same fruits here. 97% don't want toll roads being given to Spain in the U.S. They still do it. 70%+ don't want the war. They still do it. 90%+ don't want open borders. They still do it. I mean, it's the same thing. The establishment does what they want. What is this global oligarchy going to do, though, as it becomes more and more obvious that the people really don't have control of their own lives?
Well, you know, the hope is that people like you, and I hope people like Kathy and me, and there are a lot of others who are just like us, but the hope is that we can bring about some change. You know, I'm often asked, why don't you just move somewhere else if you're not happy there? Well, the hell with that. I'm staying right here because the rest of my life is going to be devoted to, in whatever tiny way I can contribute, to changing things in our own country.
I tend, on Israel-Palestine, I tend to be sort of optimistic, too, for the longer term, and I'm afraid it is a long term, but I think that, as you say, it will become so obvious to Israelis what the Israeli government is doing, the horrors they're perpetrating on the Palestinians, and the horror that results from Zionism being specifically established to set up a Jewish majority state, which is racist, and it's inherently racist. And I think I have some optimism that the Israeli people will eventually see, because it will become so obvious what the consequences of this. They will eventually force a change.
Last year there was a Jerusalem Post story. I mean, this isn't David Duke writing it, folks. The Jerusalem Post wrote an article where there were 10,000 Chinese workers brought in. They were all given a form they had to sign promising they wouldn't date Jewish women.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and it's illegal for a non-Jew to marry a Jew in Israel. I mean, they didn't have laws like that in the last 30 years in South Africa. How does Israel get away with that?
And these foreign workers are brought into Israel with the specific objective in mind to increase unemployment among Palestinians in order to keep Palestinians out of jobs that they used to carry out.
And it's the same thing here in the U.S., bringing in the illegals to drive down the jobs here. But I'm asking, how does Israel get away with that?
You know, Israel gets away with it because Israelis themselves don't want to acknowledge, and therefore they don't even notice, or they specifically, you know, they studiously don't notice some of the more horrific aspects of Zionism and its racism.
Well, and of course, I break Zionism into three different groups of Zionists. I mean, there are different variants of it, but certainly the Likudnik thing that grew out of the labor Zionist is I can only describe it as Nazi.
Well, it certainly is Nazi in a lot of ways. Maybe not across the board, but certainly in a lot of its aspects. And, you know, another reason that Israel gets away with this is that in the United States, it's almost impossible to raise these subjects without being called, unless you're called anti-Semitic.
But, come on. I just want everybody to live in peace.
Yeah.
And I don't like Israel meddling in our internal politics. I don't like Israel doing what they're doing and destabilizing things just so they can sell weapon systems. And it's just, but you guys do see a light at the end of the tunnel then.
Well, a very long-term tunnel, I think.
And,
I just don't think injustice like this can go on forever.
You almost have to have hope. And I think our hope is now at a lower point than it was 1 year ago, mm-hmm. 2 years ago, or 3 years ago. But you got to keep on trying, and you got to get somewhat more democracy, real democracy, both in the political life of Israel and the United States.
All right, we'll be right back on the other side with our guests, talk about solutions.
Year. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Spark Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
All right, the next hour I'm going to run through the top stories. Probably the rest of that Fox News piece attacking our operation savagely this Saturday night. Break it down. Final segment with our guests, Kathy Christensen and Bill Christensen. In closing, I want to talk about a few solutions or ideas you've got or any websites you want to give out. But before we do that, what got you involved in the Palestinian cause or to go cover it and go look at it? I mean, you know, you're a retired former, you know, senior level office of director of the CIA's Office of Regional and Political Analysis. Kathy, you've been involved in a lot of other things yourself. I mean, when did you, what woke you up to this?
Actually, I guess the family interest in this started with me because I have worked on the Middle East, on the Arab-Israeli conflict, since I started on it in at the CIA in 1971.
So you worked there, too, showing my ignorance.
I did. Actually, Bill and I met in Vietnam. He was my boss at the time. This was 1969. And we've turned the tables on that, but that's not quite true. But I, after Vietnam, I started working on the Middle East and specifically on the Arab-Israeli problem.
So you guys were working late at the office back in '69, and now look at you.
No.
You weren't even born then.
But anyway, I started working on the Middle East in 1971, and we left the CIA. Both of us, Bill retired and I quit in 1979, and I just continued my interest in this and began to concentrate more on the Palestinians and did a book of interviews of Palestinian Americans on their probing their political views of Israel and so on that I started in the late 80s. And I have just sort of continued my interest, and then Bill finally got interested too. We have this division of labor in the family where Bill handles the world and I handle the Israel-Palestine situation. But we went there first in our current round of trips in early 2003. We thought we were going to go to Iraq just before the war started, but we couldn't get visas to get into Iraq, so we went to the West Bank instead, and that got us started on this this round of visits.
Yeah, look, I realize that we're practically running out of time here, but I want to make one final comment, Alex, if I may. And it is that the Middle East is the central issue in U.S. foreign policy today, and in the entire Middle East, in the entire Muslim world, Palestine is the central issue there. Without solving the issue of Palestine, we are never going to solve the war on terrorism in any satisfactory way.
So that's the solution. But again, they don't want the problem to be solved, just like they don't want the problem in Iraq to be solved.
The people who are now running the Israeli government and the people who are now running the U.S. government do not want the problem to be solved. You're absolutely right on that. But the problem will only be solved here in the United States. Never going to be solved in Israel as long as the U.S. supports Israel as it has in the past umpteenth years. It's got to be solved in the U.S., and we have got to solve it by having a major political party be a party truly of the left. We have now got a one-party system in this country.
I wouldn't even call it left and right. It's just an anti-war party. In closing, did it mess up Israel's agenda to be to get a thumping, as Bush would say, in Lebanon, or does that just encourage them now? They're developing, you know, mini robots to attack. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Listen, it messed them up. They expected a quick victory. That didn't come. It messed up the United States too. The way they're going to try and get out of this, in all likelihood, is to go after Iran and figure they'll win in Iran, and that victory will immediately wipe out any other defeats that have happened.
And that's what Hitler did with Russia.
That's what he thought he was going to do, and it didn't work, did it?
Absolutely. Stay there one more minute.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.